I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn, looking for an angry fix, angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of night. Welcome to May's podcast. My name is Mark Cosgrove, and apologies for that poor recitation of Allen Ginsberg's famous 1958 poem, Howl, which described a new young generation of people banging their heads against the wall of conformity of 1950s America, discovering themselves, liberating their minds, sometimes too much, through music, culture and drugs. Ginsberg gave form and voice to the emerging 1960s counterculture. Before there were 60s political revolutionaries, there were 1950s beats, or beatniks, dropping out of mainstream society, tuning into bebop, and turning on to drugs. There were, of course, casualties, which Howl so memorably describes. Indeed, figurehead beat writer Jack Kerouac, author of seminal On the Road, famously renounced the work of the Beats in the 1960s and ranted in a kind of hysterical neoconservative way about the hippies his writings had spawned. William Burroughs, one of the other leading figures, withdrew from Beat Central and created his own parallel universe, which he happily inhabited for the remainder of his long years. Ginsberg, though, stuck true to his Beat alternative, mystic counterculture, and became a key galvanising figure of the 1960s and beyond. He lent poetic form, ideological resonance, and an alternative gravitas to the revolutionary political fervour which reached its pinnacle in the events of 1968. New York on the stairway, the dumbed white-faced junkie pulls a knife and stares immobile. The victim gasps, "Oh, come off of it," and a six-pack of Coke bottles bounces down worn black steps. In Vietnam, plastic fire streams down myriad phantom cheeks, raid over planet television. Adrenaline runs in the armpits from Los Angeles to Paris, Harlem and Cannes. Explode through plate glass, Sunset Strip and Sorbonne are crowded with long-haired angels armed with gas masks and acid. That was from Ginsberg's poem Violence, which he wrote on July 22nd, 1968, at 4 a.m. in the morning. It seems to capture within it some of the atmosphere of the global changes that were taking place. As we mark the 40th anniversary of May 68, Watershed has approached the period through reflections on Ginsberg. And with the help of the television unit at the British Film Institute, we've put together two programmes of archival material which give insight into the period and Ginsberg. The first programme, which screens on the 3rd of May, features Holy Communion, which is a film document of the international poetry incarnation, or happening as they were known, at the Albert Hall in 1965. A lineup of key beat figures including Gregory Corso, Lawrence Ferlinghetti and Ginsberg had a kind of poetry in, with British equivalents including Adrian Mitchell and Michael Horowitz. It was these poetry events which acted as a catalyst and a forum in the 60s for bringing together a range of disparate groups, from the underground to anarchists to the politically engaged. Also included in the programme is a rare screening of Anatomy of Violence, which records the spectrum of left-wing politics and personalities from Ginsberg to Herbert Marcuse at the Dialectics of Liberation Conference in London in the mid-60s. To provide earlier context, included in the programme is the definitive beat film Pull My Daisy, shot by photographer Robert Frank and based on a screenplay, which I guess the words are heavily in quotes, from Kerouac himself. The second programme, screened on Saturday 10th of May, features Underground, a television documentary from 1967 about the alternative newspaper International Times and its launch at Camden's Roundhouse, which features appearances from, amongst others, Paul McCartney and Pink Floyd. It was the ability of happenings like this to pull together the range of creative people across music and writing, as well as the political and agitational, which so marked the era and which led to such forceful moment as May 68. The other two programmes are more contemporary portraits of Ginsberg, Jeremy Isaacs' face-to-face interview is a candid, expansive and moving programme with an eloquent ageing Ginsberg from 1995, and is the focus of a 1998 Channel 4 documentary on modern American poets. If you want to find out more about Ginsberg, then the best place to start would be www.allenginsberg.org, which is an amazing online archive of audio and moving image, as well as transcripts of Ginsberg's work.